Now you remember, everyone remember this, there is nothing in any man that can heal you. Healing is already purchased. It's a redemptive blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes we were healed. Past tense. Only thing you have to do is reach up and believe it. And now, if Jesus, to the newcomers, if Jesus will come to his church here, now you have to do it with your faith. Remember, the woman who touched his arm and felt virtue, but the one who put a rag around his head and hit him on the head with a stick and said, now if you prophesy, tell us who hit you. He didn't get any virtue. Now, Jesus never said nothing to him. But if Jesus will come and do the same things that he did when he was here on earth, will you believe with all your heart? Now, how many out there doesn't have a prayer card and you're believing that Jesus is going to make you well tonight? Raise your hand. Say, I'm praying, Brother Branham. God bless you. Just look this way and believe. Remember, he's Jesus everywhere. All right, is this the patient, the lady? Little Rachel, you have to move. How do you do it, lady? Now, I want your undivided attention for a few moments, because brethren will watch me. And to the one who goes at it scientifically, this is another dimension. To the Christian, it's another sphere of the Holy Spirit. It's only the same Holy Ghost that saves you, young convert. It's yielding yourself to him. Now, you know what happens? I don't know where I am at that time. I'm in somebody's life somewhere else, talking. So now, you be real reverend. Don't move around for a few moments. Then they'll close the service quickly as soon as the Holy Spirit gets over the audience and begins to bless the people. Now, here stands a lady. I have never seen her in my life. I guess we're strangers, are we, lady? If we're strangers, would you just hold up your hands to the audience? I have never seen the lady. She probably come in here a while ago, and I'm just giving out the prayer card. Somebody give her a card. She would, her number just had to be called and be the first one. We don't know. Sometimes we call from just anywhere along the line. Just tomorrow night, we call from somewhere else. And it doesn't matter. Just get the people up here. Now, you're aware that I know nothing of you. Is that right? Perfect strangers. But you know that Jesus knows all about you. He knows about me. And you're being a lady, me a man. Both of us Christians. You are a believer. And then, now, how did I know that you was a believer? See, the same way that when Philip went and found Nathanael and brought him to Jesus, Jesus said, behold an Israelite, and whom there is no guile. He said, how'd you know me, Rabbi? He said, before Philip called you when you were under the tree, I saw you. What would the world say about that? What would Los Angeles say about that tonight? Mental telepathy or spiritualism? Or they said the same thing then. He said he was Beelzebub. But what was that man whose miracle was done on, Nathanael? He said, you're the Son of God, the King of Israel. Well, now, my contentions are, sister, that Jesus raised from the dead. And the reason I know you as a Christian, because you believe me, and you've got a Christian spirit. I know it moving between us. If it wasn't, it turned dark and it'd be refused. But you are a Christian believer, a born-again Christian. That's right. And I can tell that by the feeling of your spirit. But now, we're standing, you being the first person, we're talking just like our lovely Lord Jesus talked to a woman one time. You remember at the well? He talked to her until he found just where her trouble was. She had a trouble, didn't she? And he found where her trouble was. And when he found her trouble, he told her about it and said, go get your husband. She said, I have none. He said, that's right, you got five. Now, she said, that was her word. I perceive that you are a prophet. And that's what she said, and I want the audience to get this. We know that when the Messiah cometh, you believe Jesus was the Jewish Messiah or God? We know that when Messiah cometh, he'll tell us all these things. But she didn't know who he was. So now you must be a prophet, because you don't know me, and how do you know what's wrong with me? Unless you be a prophet. Now when the Messiah cometh, these will be the Messiah's signs. If that was the Messiah's sign in his day, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, it's the Messiah's sign today. Is that right? When Messiah cometh, he'll tell us all things. But who are you? He said, I'm he that speaketh. Upon this, she left the water pot and went into the house. Why was he talking to her? Now, the scripture doesn't say. But from observation, from dealing with spirit, and very little of the flesh that I deal with, it's spirit because it's the inside of the person. If it was something I could do, I'd do it. But it's your soul that I deal with. And he was talking to her, and he called her spirit, and then the vision come. God told him to go up there to Samaria. He was on his road to Jericho, but he went up to Samaria. But he had need. The Father sent him up there because he said he did nothing unless he showed him. But he didn't know what was wrong with the woman. Now the Father sent me to San Fernando Valley, put me here to preach the gospel, and here you come. See? Now the only way I know is to contact your spirit. And you being a woman, me a man, you a Christian, me a Christian, maybe you're in need of something, and the Holy Spirit is here as you desire to help you to get what you come for. And that would only bring your faith up. Is that right? Does the audience believe that? That's the only thing. Now that I can heal, her faith has to do that. Thy faith has made thee whole. Now, if that were revealed to me, what you come here for, or something that you know, I don't know, that is something like that, you will believe it. Will the audience believe it and accept it? I made a Lord grant it. It's a little struggle tonight, preaching hard like that, and then turn around for anointing because it's a different anointing. That makes me feel real good. I'm bringing in there, and this way it's given out, see? There I'm preaching. It's the Holy Spirit blessing you. Here is your faith pulling God. Just like the woman touched Jesus' garment, she pulled from Jesus what she needed out of God. That's what made him weak, see? Virtue went from him. And this is different, see? One's bringing in, the other's saving out. And it's your faith that does it. But now, to the audience, I only wish, and God knows I'm not a fanatic, but I wish you could only see what's taking place in front, right in my eyes now, as we're moving away, and I'm going with a woman, and I think that I, maybe the audience can still hear my voice. The woman is having a trouble of nervousness. She's very upset, bothered, and she's got something wrong with her neck, and she's got a spinal trouble also. That's bothering her, and her spine makes it so she's stiff and can't get up and down. Things makes it hard on her. Now to the audience. Was that right, lady? Now, that wasn't me talking. It's just yielding to the Holy Ghost. Now, the more you talk to the woman, the more you tell her. But just like the singer, also, God got finished talking. But if that would bring her faith up, which I don't know what it was wrong with her, I couldn't tell you right now, I don't know. Only way I know is my friends here on that tape. I know that it said something to her. I see her doing something, but I don't know what it was. But let's just talk again. And now you're really believing now. I believe whatever was wrong with you that you're going to be well because it's real life. Say, that's right. And I'm telling you, there's something that I see that's wrong with you. You have something wrong with your limb. It's your left limb. And I believe that was diagnosed as phlebitis, that's what he called it, phlebitis, of your left limb. And there's somebody that you're interested in, being prayed for. That's your husband. Your husband is suffering with something wrong with his eyes. And he's got a gallbladder trouble and a rectal trouble. And you all are from this city called San Fernando. That's where you're from. That's thus saith the Lord. That's all true, sister. Go on your road rejoicing now, thanking God for His goodness to you. God bless you. If thou canst believe, you can receive. All right, would you come? Lady, I just trust that God will be merciful now. Are you believing? With all your heart, I want you to believe. Have faith. Now the little lady standing here, I just want to talk to you a minute, sister. You're conscious something's going on. It's nothing to harm you. That's the blessed Holy Spirit between you and I. And now I see the lady is having some kind of a trouble. It's something like diabetes she's battled with. It comes and goes. You get well and clears up, and then I see it goes back again. You're trying to accept your healing and holding on for this diabetes. That's right. And you're suffering with a terrible nervous condition. Got you all upset all the time. And you're deeply interested in somebody. That's your husband that's unsaved. And you're praying for your husband. And say a woman come with you. Another woman that's with you. And she's got the same thing you have. Upset and nervous. And she's praying for her husband to be saved. That is right. Yes, is the Lord. You believe? She calls you Ethel. That's your name. So you can go on your road now rejoicing and be made well. Amen. Come believing. Don't doubt. Have faith. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Do you believe that? The Bible says, if thou canst believe. Was that lady who just sat down there? Was that the lady on the prayer line? I've seen something. Oh, it's the lady sitting there has got something wrong with her side. You believe, lady, sitting there, that Jesus will make you well and will heal you? Sitting on the front row? Yes, the lady with the little hand up there with the gray hair. You believe that Jesus make you well? All right, then you can have what you ask for. God bless you. Go on your road and rejoice and be happy and thanks be to God and praise Him for all of His goodness. You're praying hard, aren't you, brother? A brother sitting there looking this way, he was praying, had his hands down. He's got a rupture and he wants to be made well. Also seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost also. You have received a blessing of God on you, my brother. Go and rejoice now and be happy. You can be made well. What did that? His faith. That's what does it. You look this way and believe, I challenge your faith in the name of Jesus Christ to believe it. There's a little gray-headed woman sitting right there now, suffering out of colon trouble. Got on the end of the seat. That's right. Your faith touched him. Just stand, sister. I want you to stand up, the little gray-headed woman. That's over. You can go home rejoicing. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe, for all things are possible to them that believe. Isn't that right? If thou canst believe, Jesus said, all things are possible. He's such a wonderful Lord Jesus. Hispanic sister, you got something wrong with your leg. You believe that God will make you well? You could believe it with all your heart. Jesus will make you well. You believe He will? All right. You can have what you ask for then. God bless you. Sinus trouble right there too. You believe that God will make you well? But when that lady put her hands on you, something struck your body. Wasn't that right? That's when you were healed of the sinus trouble. God made you well. Amen. Just have faith, believe. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. But you must believe. Just have faith. You won't doubt at all. Excuse me, sir. I want to talk to you just a moment. You believe that Jesus, the Son of God, could tell me what your trouble is? Would you accept it if He would? Or you're standing here for somebody else, and it's a man, and that man has like a swelling, it's a dropsy. He's your brother-in-law, and he lives farther north from here. He lives near a city called Fresno, but you're from San Diego. Your wife is here. She's all nervous and upset, and she wants me to pray for your mother-in-law, doesn't she? Well, Mr. Baxter, you go put your hands on and receive what you asked for and be made well. If thou canst only believe, don't you believe now? Aren't you willing to believe the Lord Jesus, all of His mercy and kindness to you? Oh, how wonderful! How good the Lord Jesus is! You believe Jesus healed you that neck trouble? The lady said that praying so hard, you was asking that in your prayer, God, if you had Brother Branham to call me, then I will believe it. That's right. Is that your prayer? If it is, raise up your hand. Now you've received it. You can go on your road and be made well. Just have faith. Don't doubt. What's your point? You think that rupture relief back there? You believe right behind me that God will heal you, sir, the rupture? You point your finger over to Him. All right, do you believe that He healed you, other brother? You believe that He does? The man right in behind, the back part there? If you believe it all, yes. All right, you can receive it then. Go believe it. A woman of sorrow, burdens upon her heart, as the Holy Spirit now has full control. No secrets can be hid now. A woman standing here, because she's a believer. She's got someone in trouble. That's her husband. And that man has a condition of nervousness. Is in an institution. Very bad. And he's calling for me to come pray for him. He keeps referring to you. Have Brother Branham to come. He's a Christian man, too. That's right. Let me have your handkerchief there. Almighty God, I condemn the devil and ask for freedom. May the Holy Ghost watch over this handkerchief for His intended purpose as I send it for the glory of God. Amen. And write the testimony to me. Fear not. Have faith. We strangers to each other, I suppose, ladies. But not to Him, are we? Now you're in trouble, and you're standing here weeping because of something's taking place. You realize now where you're standing. Not you're in the presence of something beside your brother. You know that, don't you, lady? You're in the presence of Him, the great Creator, and not your brother. Don't fear now. You've been, something's been wrong with you, but you've had TB, tuberculosis. You're suffering now with a nervous trouble, real nervous. Then you got a lady's trouble, which is causing you trouble, females, drainage, hurting in your left side, which is caused from this abscess that's on the ovary. You have a trouble with one of your legs. You're having trouble, and you got a bladder trouble, and you're up for an operation. Do you believe in His presence? Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe.
If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. You believe it? And Heavenly Father, to this poor little nervous woman standing here shaking, tears rolling down her cheeks, Satan has bound her in some ways, I know it. But in your command tonight, I come to represent your vicarious suffering and death at Calvary, who stripped and robbed Satan of every legal right he had. And he's only a blessing, and he's exposed tonight. He's lost his hope. And I condemn Satan that's tormenting my sister, that you leave her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Only the way of God did it, sister. You feel now it's all right. It is. See? The reason I did it, because you were so upset. Many times they receive it. But now it's all over. You know that. So go rejoicing, being happy, and thanking God. Now, I'm not reading the mind of the people. That comes in once in a while. Don't believe that, my brother. I'm not. I don't have to. It ain't me. Here's a woman standing here. Just take hold of my hand, sister, just for contact. If God will reveal to me what's wrong with the woman here without looking at her or anything, then he'll take all that doubt out of your mind. You speak English, lady? You here? Can you speak English? She speaks Spanish. Ask her if she'll believe, if God will reveal to me what is wrong with her. Ask her. She's got something in the blood. I see it dropping as though she's taking it's an insulin. She has diabetes. Can you speak that word? Tell us in her blood, she'll understand. Diabetes. Hold up your hand if that's right. You believe now? Go rejoicing.
Praise God.
Glory to you. You believe? You're nervous. Of course, that's just a man of your age who actually had that little prostate trouble, what gets you up and so forth. And then you got arthritis. Right? Now, do you believe he makes you free now? Go on your rope. Shake out your hands like this. Just praise God. Bless you. Go on. Just praising God. How do you do, sir? You believe God healed you the kidney trouble while you were sitting there giving praise for it? Or go on your road rejoicing and say, thank you, dear Jesus, and believe it. All right, will you come, sister? I was as strange as soon as I said kidney trouble to him, you felt the same thing leave you, kidney trouble. I go on your road rejoicing and thank God for the goodness. You believe that with all your heart? Let's say praise be to God. All right, come. You also had a kidney trouble. You had a lady's trouble, and it's gone from you now. Now just go on your road rejoicing and say, thanks be to God. Do you believe?
Thanks be to God.
All right, come now. Let's you and I go up to Calvary for a blood transfusion for this anemia condition, and God will take it away from you. You believe it? In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for the blessings of God to touch my sister. Amen. Don't doubt now. Go believing with all your heart. Great strong looking man, sir, but arthritis will soon have you on the bed. Do you believe that Jesus will make you well now? Then receive it. Go off the platform, raise your hands up, and jerk your feet up and say, I believe with all my heart. Would you come, lady? Just a minute. I can't get my breath right. Don't stand up to the people. Don't stand up and do that. The audience is getting such a faith, it's just moving our whole audience. I'm not a fanatic. It must be near the time. Wait, let's have this woman up. How do you do, lady? You're next in line, F.C. You believe with all your heart. If you believe Jesus to be the Son of God, and believe me to be His servant, His prophet, and believe the divine gift comes from God, I do all I can to help you. And all I can do to help you, if you offer prayer, that would be one thing. Another thing, tell you about Jesus, and Jesus could reveal to me what your trouble is, couldn't He? And you believe then if you do that, it should be all right? You do? Then you can go eat your supper. You had an ulcer in your stomach, old peptic ulcer, so go on your road, you're healed, and Jesus make you well. Let's say praise be to God. I know it's time for me to go, for my lawyer is pushing me in the side, which means that I must go. Will you believe with all your heart now? Will you just bow your head?
All right. Now, we'll start praying for the sick. Now, how many again that wants to be healed and doesn't have a prayer card? Raise your hand everywhere. God bless you. Now, I want to do something. You look this way and believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, and believe that He's sure tonight to do the exceedingly abundantly, and you find out if He don't heal and do just exactly what He said He would do. Don't you believe that? Why, certainly He will. He's lovely. He's the fairest of 10,000. He's the lily of the valley and the morning star. And His grace is from everlasting unto everlasting. He is God. All right, let the lady come. Are we strings to each other, lady? We do not know each other, is that right? Now I want you, everyone, to be reverent. Please, just be real reverent. Sit still. Just kindly walk this way. Pray with all your heart. Dear God, be merciful to the people. And I'm so glad, if you're Christian, say, I'm so glad I'm a Christian and serving you, because all other religions outside of Christian religion is false. Jesus is the only true and living God. And He's the Son of God, He is, and He's the only one that is true. It is our God. And we're so thankful to know that. All other people, Buddha and all those, he lived about 2,300 years ago. He made a lot of things, but he died and went to the grave. And all them say, well, yours did too. Oh, no, ours rose from the grave. They'll say, prove it. Prove it. He said, the things that I do shall you also. Here's the proof of it. That's the reason my ministry is just about finished in America. I see that. When I was talking to Mr. Argan right some day in this meeting, my meeting here, going thousands of dollars in debt, I told him I'd take up a love offering, turn it right into this. I'll send it into a state bar. That's right. When it comes time, my meetings won't support themselves. It's time to get back to Africa, India, or somewhere. See? Now, but as soon as they see the first thing done, they believe. Here stands a woman, a total stranger, never seen her in my life. God knows that. We have no way of knowing one another. Because this is our first time meeting. But God knows us both, doesn't He, lady? You are a Christian. Now, just take my time with this woman a minute. If this woman here, this is exactly the same prefigure as it was our Lord at the well. I feel so humble when I say that. Thinking that here before the purchase of His blood, I'm making a statement like that with His Bible laying open. That's a great thing, isn't it, lady? Here we are. Something's got to happen. I've either told the truth or I haven't told the truth. Either Jesus is the resurrected Son of God or He isn't the resurrected Son of God. Now there it is, and probably 2,500 or 3,000 people sitting here waiting to find out whether it is or not. Now, if I've represented it right, I have no fear, because I've represented by His Word and what His Bible says. Now, the lady being, as I said, a stranger to me, not knowing her, never seeing her, then God would have to tell me what you're here for if I'd ever know it. Is that right? And if He will you believe Him? I'm talking to you to catch your spirit, or get your spirit to catch here. See? You're Christian. I'm a Christian. And we're sending here as brothers and sisters and never met before. But the same Lord saved you, saved me. Now there's something you want from God, and you come to me as this prophet, or servant rather. Say, his servant. Now, by a divine gift, I'm trying to help you. And the only way I can is yield myself to the Holy Ghost and your faith full, whatever it is. And God show me what it is, and I tell you, that's all I can do. And then if your faith meets that qualification, you'll get what you ask for. If it doesn't, you don't. That's the whole, and the audience the same way. But the lady now, as the Holy Spirit, now in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I take every spirit here under my control for the glory of God. I be reverent audience, if you're still listening. The lady is very sick. And she's suffering with a lady's trouble, a female condition. And she's been somewhere far. But they couldn't do her no good. She's been out of hospital care. And they've done all they could do, but the doctors just don't know what it is that they're doing it. And now you're supposed to go back to the hospital again for more. And there's someone that's your husband sitting down there. Right? I've seen a gray-headed man standing by you, and a light flashed with him, and he's sick too. And he's suffering with rheumatism. That's right. Isn't that right, sir? Or you stand up on your feet. Your rheumatism's gone. Don't go to the hospital, go to Calvary now. It'll be over in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Praise God. Thank the Lord.
Do you believe? Then receive him right now. Then receive him as your healer. He's yours if thou canst believe. Little lady there with your hands folded, sitting on the end of the seat, you're very sick, aren't you? Yes, ma'am. You done a God thing a while ago. You raised your hand and accept Jesus as your Savior because that you're got a lot to accept him for. You're sitting there, you don't need no prayer card. Yes. You just got your bare hands. But you're fixed to go to a hospital. You've got to go back because everything's wrong with you. You've had a lot of sorrow. I see a little one. You've lost your baby. That's right. And you have to go back to the hospital. Oh, dear God. My blessed Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thy Son, I bless this poor woman that's suffering, and may she be well and comforted because she's given her heart to you. May this be the beginning of a new life right now, and may she be well and healthy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Rise up to your feet, little mother. God bless you now. Go on your road and rejoice. Everything will be all right for you. Let us say praise the Lord. See, don't scramble for prayer cards. Reach for Jesus. He's the one. That's all she needs. Her faith setting free desperately. And the Holy Spirit started to move to this woman and then went right straight to that woman there. And right now, I don't know what was wrong with her. But ever what it is, I knew she'd give her heart to Christ. Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. You praise him, sister? You love him? The lady with a gray dress on, sitting right back there, kind of gray haired, moving your face by here. You got some spiritual problems. My heart isn't. You believe with all your heart? That is true, isn't it? Yes, sir. You accept it now? Just remember what I tell you. It's all passed away. Your troubles are over. Your faith has rewarded you, sister, of what you think in the Lord Jesus. Have courage. Don't be discouraged. but believe all things are possible to them that believe. If thou canst believe. Lady, is this the patient? I'm not beside myself, but yet I get mixed up sometimes because it's anointing that I don't understand just what it is myself. We are strangers to each other, are we, lady? We are strangers. We do not know each other. But Jesus Christ knows us, doesn't he? Nothing is too hard for our Lord Jesus, is it? He can do all things. Don't you believe that? He certainly can do all things, and he does his work real well. Amen. Epilepsy is a hard thing, but Jesus Christ can heal it if you believe it. You believe it? With all your heart? Amen. Arthritis is too, isn't it, brother? That neck and shoulders. But Jesus Christ can make well. You believe it, brother? Then you can receive it. Your faith made you whole. Amen. And not only in the role of that gallbladder trouble, sister, just quit praying. Jesus Christ has already heard. If you believe with all your heart, you'll never have it again. You believe that Jesus makes you well, then your faith has healed you. You see what I mean? Christ, the Son of God, raised from the dead. He's sure to make well. Give blessings to whosoever will. Let him come. Just a moment now to speak with you, just a moment. Are we strangers to each other? We're standing here, never knew each other. But God knows us, doesn't he? You don't believe I'm reading your mind, do you? You don't believe that. And I have no way of doing it. God knows your future. I don't. But you're suffering with a nervous condition. That is right. Just about time of life for you to have that. Right. You got a dark shadow. You may not leave overnight, but have faith. Then you got trouble in your back too, haven't you? Right? Isn't that true? Now all the doubt's gone now, hasn't it? Here, let me tell you something else that you might know that I'll be God's servant. You have something wrong, you got a tumor. Is that right? May I tell you where it's at? Under the right breast. Is that right? How do you believe me to be his prophet? Then go rejoice and be happy. You'll get well, leaning on the Lord Jesus. Let's say praise the Lord. Have faith now. Just a moment of death, spirit. Oh, be reverent. Bow your head just a minute. It's the lady standing before me. Everyone bow your head now. I don't know how bad it is or nothing. Just bow your head just a little while and don't raise your head until you hear me tell you to raise your head. Now, in Jesus' name, keep your head down. Our Heavenly Father, thou knowest all things, and I pray for this, my sister. Feeling the vibration of that evil one that would cause her to be hit by a vehicle somewhere and killed, her life shortened. But I pray that you'll be merciful to her. Not that we have to have miracles to believe, because we do believe. And I now condemn this demon and ask that it leaves her. Come out of her, thou demon, in Jesus Christ's name, you death spirit. I charge thee by the living God, you can't hold her no longer. Do you hear me? Put your...
Take it out.
Of course, you hear me again? Do you hear me now? You hear me now? Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Aren't you going to raise your head? Not to see miracles, these vibrators in her ears. You love him now, sister?
Yes, sir.
Do you hear me all right now?
I've always believed in him.
Let me tell you something else now, that you know where your healing is complete or not. You're in a lot of trouble, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
You've got a colon condition. It's in your bowels. The doctors want to operate, but they can't because you have a peritonitis that wouldn't permit them to operate. They won't have to for now if you just believe. Now go rejoice in Sister Jesus. Let us be thankful to our Lord. Do you believe He has risen from the dead? Have faith. How do you do? We are strangers to each other, as man and woman we are, but you are a Christian, and I am a stranger to you. I'm your brother, because you're my sister, through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And you believe that side trouble left you? Would you accept it if Jesus would heal you? Speak to you and make your side well, you believe that God would take care of it? You can have what you ask for then. Amen. It's just that simple. Just by faith believing. It's all you have to do. Isn't that wonderful, sir? My brother, it's over now. Her faith did that. A husband, when he's seen his wife is healed, but just purely faith believing. Tears rolled through his cheeks, and he reached over and got over the hand, began to hug her up. She bowed her head humbly. Give thanks to God. Certainly that means something. She was praying. When she was saying a few moments ago, something struck her. I never turned. I thought it was a lady on the cot. I was watching to be sure where it was. I thought maybe she might be something wrong in her side. I watched again to see if there was a lady on the cot, and it looked, I seen the vision here before me. The woman kept praying. I seen the vision before me. It was a gray-headed woman. I kept wondering where it was. I seen the light come over here and settle down right there. I said, it's that lady there. That's who it is. That's right. You were praying, wasn't you, sister, and believing. If that's right, raise up your hand so the people can see that he's right. All right. That's right. It's your faith that does it. Not me. I'm just your brother. I only do what he tells me to say. It's your faith that's pulling that. That's right. Now, the lady here before me, as I say, I don't know you, lady. If I could help you anyway, I'd do it. And if I didn't do it, I'd be a cruel person, wouldn't I? But I can only tell you what Jesus, of Jesus. And I'm not much of a preacher, but I do believe what I say. You're aware of that. Now you're all broke down. One thing, you got heart trouble, rectal trouble, nervous, complications. And by the way, you are a minister. You're a preacher, a lady preacher of the gospel. You believe me?
Yes, Brother Brown.
Or just go on your road rejoicing and get well. Just don't let that nervousness, that's what you're in the trouble. Just go be happy. Let's say thanks be to God. Do you now believe? Yes, faith, Dad? What about it, sis? You haven't faith? I want to see you heal, honey, so bad I don't know what to do. There's nothing I can do about it. I know you're troubled, but I can't heal you, see? It's your faith. Keep moving. You'll do it. Keep having faith. Each one of you. Don't down. What about it, brother? Believe with all your heart. Believe that Jesus Christ will do it. Thou hast believed. All things are possible. So stand, sister. Believe with all your heart. Isn't that? It's dimming to me now. It looks like it's a whole building. My dear teenage people, brothers and sisters, I wish I could explain this. I can't. But it just seems like, to me, maybe I'd better not even try it. You just believe. You just believe now with all your heart. Jesus, the Son of God, great Jehovah God, His own beloved child is here in the form of Spirit tonight, just doing the same thing to poor, ignorant people. Myself, and people is unworthy, all of us. And your faith through a divine gift is pulling the virtue from Calvary. What you have need of. Can't you see it? Oh, my American brothers and sisters, don't lay in this lull that you American people are laying in. Why in India? Let happen what just happened now. Every person on the ground would just walk away. Tens of thousands would be healed at one time. Right. But we wonder. We're so educated, we're so smart, see? It's too bad. I don't mean maybe you people here, but that spirit of America. We know it all. We know all about it, see? Oh, if you could just get out of that crust and let your heart get smooth and tender before God, if you could realize that your poor, humble brother has nothing to do with this. I'm just yielding to the Holy Spirit in regards to the words of Jesus. He said the same things that I did, you'll do. I'll represent myself with you from to the end of the world. And the same things that I did, you'll do also. He said that, did he? Well, here he is tonight doing it. Let us believe him. Well, if we could just get away from that. If you could only see what I see. That cold, indifferent, foggy look hanging around trying. That's what's making you feel. You can't raise up and accept it all at once. Because that hangs over you. If I could ever get that broke. If I could ever get the people just in one accord. What would take place? Well, I've seen it. Have faith now. We oughtn't to have to bring anyone else. Your wishes are granted, sister, with your handkerchief to your mouth. Just raise up and accept the Lord Jesus there. Is right here, those Spanish women. God bless you. It's all over now. You can go home. Simplicity. Is this the patient? You're the man. Come here, my dear one. Do you believe what the things that you see comes from God, sir? You do. We aren't perfect strangers, as far as I know. We don't know one another. We're strangers, are we? Let the audience know we're strangers. Well, dear sir, I know one thing. I've got to meet you in the judgment someday. I'll have to stand in your presence again someday. That's right. Now, I'll have to give an account for my life here on earth before Almighty God in your presence. That's right. But Jesus Christ is truly the Son of God that's raised from the dead. There's nothing good about, I'm just a man like you are, see. There's nothing, no flesh, we're nothing. But it's the Holy Spirit that's here. He comes through the Word, the ministering of the Word brings him. Then by divine gift of yielding, just knowing which that's between God and us, to yield yourself to know. Now, you're here a man, I never seen you. But there's something you're here for. If it isn't, you'll know right away. See, he'll tell you. You perhaps, if you ever in another meeting, one of my meetings, and see how a critic slip in sometimes and what happens? See him stand there on a platform and paralyzed. You don't play church. It's God. But if the Holy Spirit will let me know what's your trouble, will you accept it as God wanting to give you what you have need of? Now here's a man I believe is honest in heart. I've never seen him. God knows all about him. I just to talk to him a minute and see what God would do. It's hard sometimes to single, right straight in front of me. It's at least 24 people praying right now. See? And their spirits are, it's another world, see? And when the vision starts coming, it moves that way, and then I can't detect which one it is. Then I look this way, and you, as there's so many, you can't tell where you're at, hardly, see? And I'm trying to get you singled out. And I keep seeing a woman come before me. I don't know why. It's a woman standing before me. And she's... My brother, it's your wife. You're standing here praying for your wife. I've never seen her in my life till just now. But she's got some kind of trouble in her bowels that they don't know what to do. Don't you worry. Jesus Christ is going to make her well. Amen. Only thing I ask you to do is have faith. Just believe. If thou canst believe, here stands a man right here by me. I kept seeing a woman appear before me all the time. I couldn't tell. It would move towards the audience. Then he'd come here and I looked again and here he was standing by her side. I know it was for her. And you're not here for yourself. You're here for someone else. Grandson of thee. And it's got a head injury. An infection. And he's not here. He's not even in this state. He's in a state where you could pick up dirt and it's dark sand instead of red sand and yellow sand. It's Illinois. That's where he's from. And my dear friend, you have a gallant desire in your heart. You come and want me to lay hands on you that you might receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is the truth. Father, may it be so. These desires I ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Go believing, rejoicing. Come, lady. A little water in here. You believe, lady? If God will just tell me without speaking too long, I just can't hardly stand. Will you believe with all your heart? And go home and believe your city troubles destiny, you'll be well. Let's say praise the Lord for the goodness and mercy of our Lord Jesus. Thank you. Just a minute. All right. Did you come? Our trouble's not hard for God to heal, is it, sir? You believe you'll make well? Then in the name of the Lord Jesus, I bless him. And may it be so. For the glory of God. Amen. Don't fear. Go believing, my brother. You shall have what you've asked for. Would you come, my kind friend? You believe me? As God's servant. Some might say, well, you're getting old. That doesn't matter to God. He could strengthen Abraham to have a child after he was old by Sarah. You believe that, don't you? So could he make you a new lining in your stomach? You could go eat your supper. You believe that? And if you have believed it, go eat that. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let us say thanks be to God. Come. Sir, you believe? That old coughing and going on keeps you up and everything else done. Asthma is a bad thing, but Jesus can make you well. Do you believe it? You accept it? Then go as you have believed, so shall it be unto you. Have faith. How do you do, sister? Do you believe? I wish I could heal you. I can't. Your faith can. You believe that? Go believing, and arthritis will never cripple you up. You'll be well. God bless you. Let us say praise be to God who gives us the victory. It must be time for me to go. Let me have this one more person. Will you just miss? Just stand there. Just miss. Here's a patient, aren't you, lady? Don't know you? Never seen you in my life, I guess. And God knows you, doesn't he? Do you believe me to be his servant? The audience will accept the same thing? Then listen to what I tell you. God's attitude towards every one of you is the same. Just passing those people through, the more you talk to people, the more you know. See, just a moment, everyone be reverent. There's an elderly woman standing before me, perhaps to be my mother. At her age, I don't know her, never seen her. She's a stranger to me. They were fixing to take me from the platform. But something told me to stop you just a minute. Oh, God told you today. God's going to pray for you. He never lies. He can't. All right, then, let us see what he will tell you. Yes, ma'am. I see you moving away from the table. The food you're rejecting because you have a stomach trouble. And that stomach trouble is caused by a gallbladder. That's right, isn't it? A gallbladder leaking into your mixed bitter acids in your mouth and things from your food. That is the truth. You seem like there's somebody I see you with. It's a sister, and she's blind, and she's been that way for years, and you want me to pray for her. If that's true, raise your hand. Then believe. Oh God, be merciful, I pray, and give this woman her desire through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Go receive what you've asked for. And to you, my beloved brother and sister, do you believe Jesus has risen from the dead? He's here now. It's Him. He's here. The Creator of heavens and earth is in our midst tonight. Not because I'm here. You are Christians, believers. Won't you now accept? All things are of don't stir around, sit real still. Here comes an aged woman, probably a little old mother, gray haired. Think about my mother's home when I think of her. My mother's about that size, but my mother's almost a half Indian. She's her hair's cold black. But as black Indians do when they get a little old, get heavy. But maybe somebody's mother wearing a wedding band on her hand. Only God knows what passed through them old hands. They might have smoothed back the tears from the crying baby's eyes many times. Years ago, maybe as a little girl, a mother might pick her up and twist her finger when she heard it, rock her to sleep. That old mother's crossed over the border long ago. Maybe something's wrong with her today that a mother couldn't kiss away. But there's somebody here who can't kiss it away. I don't know her. I've never seen her. Don't even know if she speaks English or not. I don't know. You speak English, lady? You do. But you're really not English. You're German, aren't you? Fine. Until I see you, I'll be with you. Me not knowing you, and you not knowing me, I just left your land. You ever saw a little blind German girl getting her sign? The cause grew. Wonderful meeting. There's around 50,000 in Germany come to Christ, the same as 50,000 nearly in Switzerland come to Christ. Your people's all beat down over there. They got enough of Hitler. They want Christ now. They're lovely. They treated me like I was their brother. Thank the Lord, it's right. You know, Mother, me not knowing you, I wouldn't stand here. I'd feel too little as a gentleman to stand before an old person like you, a mother, and try to be a deceiver. I'd be honest enough to take this one around my neck and walk away from this building. I want to help you. I want to do something for you if you can, because you're a Christian. That's right. You got a wonderful feeling to your spirit. It's already coming to meet me. And I know you're a Christian. And God knows your need, doesn't He? And if God will let me to you like He did to His Son at the well at Samaria, the audience knows that when Jesus went up to Samaria, sat at the well, sent His disciples away, and a woman come out. She was a woman of Samaria. And He said, bring me a drink. You ever read that? The audience ever read that? He was trying to get a conversation with her. She said, it's not customary for Samaritans Jews to ask Samaritans such. He said, but if you know who he was talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. While she went on with the conversation with her, what was he doing? Finding her spirit, the same thing I'm doing right here. She's German on Irish. One was a Samaritan, he let her know there's no dividing line. God loves all people. Well, she said, he said, go get your husband. He found her trouble. She was living illegally, unmarried. He said, go get your husband. She said, I don't have any husband. He said, that's right, she got five. Well, she said, I perceive that you are a prophet. Now listen here, don't forget this. She said, we know that when the Messiah cometh, that's Christ, we're taught that when Messiah cometh, that he'll do these things. What? Know the secrets of their heart. Like we know hers. Know where her trouble was. That was the sign of the Messiah, is that right? Said, we know when Messiah cometh, he'll know these things, tell us all these things. But she didn't know who you were. He said, I'm he that speaks to you. And then she ran in and said, come see a man. Now, if he's the Messiah is resurrected, you or I'd be unworthy or anybody else, but somebody has to be chosen for this, doesn't it? But then if the Messiah is resurrected, I'm telling the truth, and he's standing here beside you, Messiah, the Spirit, can tell through my lips, if you have faith enough to do it, to tell you what you're here for, like that woman was. Couldn't he? Will the audience believe it if he does? May he grant it, is my prayer. Our Lord, I'm trusting in you, in Jesus' name. It's so hard after preaching to get the anointing of the Holy Ghost. But it's here. The same angel you see on the paper is not 2 foot from where I'm standing. A woman suffering with a nervous condition. And she's also got something that's about putting a finger on the arm. It's a high blood pressure. She's got high blood pressure. You have stomach trouble also. And you've got two tumors in here. That's true, isn't it? You believe? Then go receive your healing. Jesus makes you well. Have faith. Just don't doubt. But believe with all your heart that Jesus, the Son of God, has risen from the dead. How do you do, lady? I am certainly glad to get to see you, and may God be with you. I perceive that you are a Christian right away. Now, I wish to speak to you just a moment upon a subject. Not knowing you, a man appeared just on the scene that was too young to be, as it was her son, just a moment. No. It's a lady sitting right there praying for her unsaved husband, sitting right back here. That's right, a young lady with a little black hat on, kind of got hair hanging down. She's got an unsaved husband she's praying for. She holds a handkerchief in her hand. That is right, lady, isn't it? Raise up your hand. That's true. Your faith, lady, is great. May God grant you your request, I believe he will. When you meet him, tell him that Jesus is speaking to him. Now you see what I mean? I've got the lady. Did you have a prayer card, lady? Do you have a prayer card? No. See, you'd never be called in the line without a prayer card. You don't need one, do you? See, it's already answered. See, you don't need any prayer card. It ain't the prayer card. It's your faith. Trying to get away from the prayer card situation. Now, that's nothing to do with it. Just the person standing here. Just be faithful and loving and Lord and believe the Lord Jesus. Yes, the lady standing before me is a Christian. And she's suffering with a blood pressure. And she's real nervous. And she's got a gallbladder trouble. A nervous upset brings her to a blood pressure. And there's something strange about you. You've accepted your healing once before on the same thing, but you got too haughty with the life and got away. And by the way, you are a missionary, or you've been a missionary. And I see another man. That's your husband. He was a Pentecostal preacher, but he's in glory. He's gone on. But he... And you're still got something in your mind. You are trying to figure out what you must do with the rest of your life, and you're trying to make a decision, and you feel that you're to go east of here, towards the eastern states, to finish your life in mission work. That's thus saith the Lord. That is true. What he said is the truth, is it?
Yes.
That wasn't me, that was him. Every word is true, but I always did. Not go on your road rejoicing and saying.
Now go,
be humble and sweet, and Jesus will be with you. Let's say thanks be to God. Dost thou believe? If you can believe, all things are possible. Saying, let's be usher there, you've got trouble with your debt. You want Jesus to heal you. You believe Jesus will do it, sir? You do? Wonderful, isn't it? Sure is. See, the man sitting right next to you, the little girl there, has a trouble in the lower part of his body. Prostate glands. He's making him nervous getting up at night and so forth. He has a stomach trouble and things that's bothering him because he's made him so nervous. That is right, isn't it, sir? You're healed. Christ makes you well. It's all right around you. All you need is faith to believe. How do you do, sir? I'm a stranger to you, sir. We do not know each other. I've never seen you in my life. But that first time you ever saw me, all right. Now, if that is true, raise up your hand for the audience to see. First time you've ever met. I do not know you, yet God knows you. I have no way of knowing you. It's God that knows you. But you're suffering with some kind of a coughing condition, asthmatic condition you have. And you also have a stomach trouble. You cough, it's a dry cough, but your stomach is no worse what it is. Sir, you need healing, but you need salvation too. That's right. You've been a drinker. I see you standing drinking whiskey and drinks that you shouldn't drink. That's right. Your life is open before God. And I'll tell you something that you might know to believe me to be his prophet. For the last week or two, you've been praying, trying to get right, haven't you? Well, your stomach trouble is gone, your sins are forgiven. Go and be baptized, calling on the name of the Lord, and you shall have it. God bless you, my brother. You are my brother now. Now come by on us, you. Confess your sins, sir. Amen. Just the same as the woman up there, he knows your heart. Don't move, believe. How do you do, lady? We are strangers to each other, but God knows us both, doesn't he? You are suffering with a nervous trouble, and you have trouble in your neck also. That is true. You have a tumor. You have some trouble. I see you moving from a table. Same as you got ulcers. Now, something happened, ain't it? Strange feeling come to you? Now, go eat. Don't die. You'll be made well. God bless you. You're entirely welcome. It's not me, sister. It's him. Just have faith and believe. If thou canst believe. Little lady, you'll never go blind. Your eyes are bothering you sitting here. But you wouldn't go blind if you believed the Lord Jesus. Is that right? You're praying for your eyes. the lady next to you, both of you, by eye trouble. That's right. You don't wear glasses, but your nose and your eyes seem to be deadening, and you can't see everything clear. Isn't that right? I've seen you trying to read a book, pushing up and backwards like this. Is that true? If it is, stand up. Both of you. That's the condition of both of you. Now may the Lord give you your sight as my sincere prayer. Have faith in God. Just don't doubt, but believe, and you shall receive. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Oh, how wonderful. Sir, he heard your prayer just then. Yeah? You really heard. Turn over your face. So you're right back to a gray suit on? You're all scared about something. But you have arthritis. Why? You were praying about it then. You said, Lord, let him speak to me. I see you a stomach trouble too, you've been bothered with. That is right, sir. I see a woman standing by your gray little wearing glasses. She's just been healed. It's your wife. And then with me. That is right. Now go home, your arthritis is finished. Your faith has saved you, my brother. Does God believe? All things are possible. Have faith. If you can believe, you will be exceeding abundantly above all that you could do or think. Lady, when I was talking about eyes to this woman a while ago, the second woman of me, I thought she's wearing glasses. You believe it happened then? I'd give it to you. If you believe it, you can have what you ask for. Amen. Yes, I'm talking to you. Getting there praying. Amen. See? How would I hear the same prayer that you're praying? Because I was standing with you. Amen. Is this the patient? A young girl like this being a patient? How are you doing, young lady? You're a very fine little lady, but I perceive that you are a Christian. God give us more girls like you, Christians. I wish I could do something for you, my young sister, to help you. Of course I can, I'm a man. But the Lord whom you serve can do it. Now, Nathaniel came to the Lord Jesus. He told him he was a believer too. In this day and time, especially on this west coast here, where so many young ladies live so carelessly, how do I know you was a Christian? The same reason I know you're here for me to pray for you. And what you want me to pray for you is concerning a growth. And that's a lump over your side. That's true. Amen. Now, you believe me now as this prophet? Now, I say this to you to make you believe more. You're interested in two boys. That's right. One of them is kind of a dope fiend. The other is a juvenile delinquent. And you're praying for those boys. Is that the truth, young lady? You receive what you ask for. Go ahead and let your faith fail. God will be with you, my little sister. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Does God believe? Strange. Something happened when I see standing here somebody that I knew. Standing up in the air. It's a man singing. It's one of the singers from here. It's a Mr. Eckberg. And he's praying for somebody. That's a young girl. It's his daughter. And she's suffering with a female trouble. Don't fear, sir, if you're near. God will heal her. Amen. I believe I've seen Mr. Eckberg. Is he in the building? There was a man with glasses on wearing a brown suit. It was Eckberg. I don't know that it was something wrong with some of his people. Does anybody here know it? Would you raise your hand? Somebody know it? All right, that's fine. All right. If he's not here, tell him, raise that thing. He's free, and God has heard his prayer. He's appeared here before me in the tent. God knows I know nothing about his family. But there is something happened to his family just then. Mr. Eckberg was dying. He was going down in a plane. He called on the Lord. I was sitting in a mountain hunting, and God gave me a vision to pray for him. The landing gear came down in a plane where he would be stuck, and he landed safely and safely. Only believe. Have faith. Is the patient, what is it?
Mr. Eckberg is over here.
Oh, Mr. Eckberg. Is you in the line, brother? Don't fear no more. Go away. All right. You were praying? Was whatever he said true? True? God bless you then. Come. You believe? You got a real nervous condition. It's causing you to have many things wrong. One thing is regurgitation in your stomach. That stomach trouble. It's caused from a nervous condition. Your food greases and things certainly doesn't agree with you. That is true. You believe now? I'm getting very weak. Could you just come here? Father, I bless the woman who thou does do this miracle on. May she be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't doubt, just see. Would you come, lady? Just don't read too far. Just a moment, sister. You believe with all your heart? Will you accept me as his servant? Now, the angel said, if you get the people to believe you, that's not believe me as them, God, the Holy Ghost, but believe that they sent me. See, that's the only way I could help you for you to believe me. If you don't have faith to believe that I told the truth about the Lord, I couldn't help you. If you believe that, then I can help you. You do? Then you won't have female trouble no more. Now you can go and be made well. Let us say thanks be to God. Come, little lady. Now, to ask you something, look here just a moment. Let me turn around towards the audience. There's just about 60% of this audience suffering with the same thing you have. It's just coming like one big blast from the audience. You're nervous, aren't you, sister? You just can't hold yourself together at times. Sometimes you think you'd always take your own life. You wonder what's going to happen. Any religious experience and so forth, you've never been satisfied just exactly. You've always wondered what is. That's right. True. And you've worn a closer walk with him. And then sometimes Satan has told you, just recently, when you're in the room by yourself, said, you've crossed the line. I'm not reading your mind, but that's true, isn't it? See? He lied to you, sister. You're here right now. See? You don't have to. You go rejoicing. And God made this demon curse that's been on this child. Come out and leave, and may she be filled with your spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Have faith. Now, you really don't have to be prayed for. You have the same thing. You see, nervous trouble bothering you. Let me show you something. Everybody by with nervous trouble, raise up your hand out there. See it? God bless you. Jesus, you can heal right here, can heal right there, don't you believe it? Everybody with nervous trouble, stand up on your feet just a minute. I see something. Stand here just a moment. Come here. Just remain standing. You believe? If I be God's prophet, and I've represented Jesus right, and claim that he gave a gift that I yield myself to him, and your faith can tell me what's wrong with you. Did you believe it? Anemia condition. The lady's condition. Now, everyone out there, That's got a new stand to your feet. Just everyone in the building. Stand up. There's a new condition. Female, stand up on your feet. Stand right here just a minute. Come, lady. You just take your same place because you had that same condition. Meaning, just stay right there just a minute. Just keep standing to your feet. You're going to see something in a moment. If them demons out there are screaming here for help, if you have to leave rooms, the people out there too. Have faith. Does thou believe? If thou can't believe, have faith. Just remain right there. Arthritis and things is easy for Jesus to heal, isn't it? You believe it? Now, all the such arthritis, raise your hand out there. Just remain to your feet. You just stand, you just think. Hold your hand over your heart. Have faith in God. Same thing you see running behind you, and you have the same thing. Just say, praise the Lord. I believe something else will happen. The lady, here, shall a lady. It's moving right down here. Have faith. Believe. Bring the patient. Come here, lady. Do you believe me to be just a moment? I touch at the same time. How many suffers with heart trouble? Stand on your feet. Well, heart trouble, this woman has heart trouble too. Have faith, stand here just a moment. Believe it. Come, is it the baby sister? Turn around here. All right, move back in your asthmatic condition, coughing. All your asthmatic trouble, stand on your feet, yes or no? Are you good? Just a minute. Talk to your hand. Satan's defeated. He's exposed, Christian. What about him? Maybe you're trying to get up off that cot. The devil robbing you from mental conditions. The devil says it's a mental condition. Don't you believe him? Jesus Christ defeats the mental condition. He runs the devil from you. As in your face, I stand up on the cot and lost the cot and accept my healing. You believe and have faith in God. And the rest of you, whatever's wrong with you, the whole thing's fading out. This way I get wealthy all around. Put your hands over on each other. We're going. Here it is! This is it! There it goes! Oh, Satan!